The big highlight of the week last week was on our soybean market. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. That whole soybean complex about Wednesday last week really took off, and we saw double digits higher for about 3 days. And as we wrapped up Friday's trade, soybeans did close higher. And Dwayne Bussey with Bolt Marketing says all that activity was due to the fact that China may be still in the market.
Trump tweeted that he believes China will consider buying more soybeans from us, 20 million metric ton to be exact. Myself, along with a lot of other brokers, are just kind of looking at that going, the math just doesn't work because I don't even know if they have enough storage to buy it all. But here, what's so important for everyone to remember, it doesn't matter what myself individually or any of us think individually. If the funds are behind the story and want to buy it, they have a lot of buying power. And the way I look at it, it was more fun buying in the soybean pit. Now they added in corn and wheat.
And looking at the last commitment of traders report,
the funds were pretty flat in soybeans, so they have a lot of buying power. If they think there's something to this China buying more soybeans from us, this market could push a lot further than fundamentals suggest. And what I mean by that is, our world stocks didn't change yesterday. We're still looking at record high supplies of soybeans. Brazil is going to raise a crop probably 10 million metric tons larger than last year's record crop. So this rally is probably needed to be sold for farmers, either old crop or start hedging new crop. But, remember, the funds can push it a lot higher than anybody thinks. So they have a lot of buying power here. And honestly, I hope they push it high as heck during the month of February for crop insurance prices. So we'll kind of see. But a great day all around in grain.
And again, Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Marketing, based out of Britain, South Dakota, giving us the highlights on last week's soybean market. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.